Mookie Betts and the Red Sox are in St. Louis to take on the Cardinals, and Betts would start this game off with a bang against Lance Lynn.
From the right side, swings and hits it deep into left center. This is trouble. It's at the wall. It's gone, and he hits number 7 on a high delivery, and Boston leads 1-0. Well, we mentioned he's a pretty good player. That's the way to start a game, huh? His 7th of the year. Another one from the Cardinal right-hander, swinging a high fly ball into left center. Man, this is deep. It's going to leave the park. It does. Over the wall, and it's a home run. Holy mackerel. Just talk about the ball traveling. That looked like it was going to be just a little can of corn. John, that left the park.
Oh, it's flying tonight, Mike. Whew. Just watching it in batting practice. Yeah, wondering, is that going to carry over into the game? Well, it has for Mookie Betts and Jackie Bradley Jr.
Here's another 3-2 pitch. Swing and a shot to center field. Red Sox lead it 4-3.
A walk and an error and invited them right back in.
Third baseman and the second baseman have booted ground balls today. Swinging a smoker down the right field line. It's fair, and it's going to go for 2. He heads for second to throw. A good one could get him. He is out at second base. Good play by Beck. The single, and then he is out. 9-6. And we go to the sixth inning. Red Sox are on top. They lead it 4-3.
Benintendi has gone 0-1 while facing Cecil, former Toronto Blue Jay. And the runner takes off at first. He's picked off. Carpenter's throw to second. And save! The Cardinals shortstop missed the tag, according to Tim Timmons, the second base umpire. And Mike Matheny is asking his replay crew in the clubhouse.
Diaz thinks he tagged him.
He told Mike Matheny, I put the tag down on him, and we'll see here our replay in the booth. Cecil picked him off while Bogaerts went streaking to second base and got his hand on the bag about the time the tag was on Bogaerts' chest. And the umpires are going to take a look at it. But that was a heck of a slide by Bogaerts, who is safe at second base.
Bogaerts would later score on a sacrifice fly, and the Red Sox take it by a final of 6-3. Eduardo Rodriguez allows 3 runs over 6 to get the win. Craig Kimbrel records his AL-leading 12th save of the year, and Mookie Betts now has 10 career leadoff home runs. That ties a Red Sox record. With the loss at Busch Stadium, Mike Matheny sees his club fall to 21-16 on the year.
Pretty good. I mean, his stuff was... stuff was good. A couple home runs that, sailed. It was pretty odd to watch the ball carry like it did early on. And he settled down, made some pretty good pitches. And, unfortunately, the inning with the lead walk, and then, it's a tough error on jerk up. Balls hit pretty hard. And that snowballed a little bit. But, he's got to give up 4 hits. Through 6, you give up 4 hits through 6, we should be right there. Unfortunately, just added up to too many runs, and we couldn't get it back.
Mike, you guys have played pretty strong defense lately. You have 3 errors on one night. You just blow it off as just one of those crazy
nights. Yeah, I mean, once again, I thought that was a tough play on Jed. Balls hit hard. Colton, that's a play he'll make. He's been playing very good defensively, and it's a fluke play in left with Tommy. Tommy's a good defender. And, we're going to keep talking about how we're going to improve defensively and how we're going to keep working on it. Not necessarily all going to come in one day. I believe we've made great strides forward, but you're still going to have days when it just doesn't come together. But I'd say this is very much like what we saw early on and what we saw 2 times last year. If we don't make plays, ends up biting us pretty hard.
Big play was it when the pitcher swung away and managed to advance the runners
in? Yeah, that's an odd play. Just worked out really well for them, and couldn't have put it in a better spot, really. And they had good jumps on the bases, so it wasn't a whole lot we could do at that point. But we're thinking he's bunting there, and we ended up working better than a bunt because the runners got good jumps.
Is Cecil aiming the ball now?
Yeah, just part of it. Once again, he comes in and makes a perfect pickoff. We have a guy out by two steps, and he pulls a Houdini act to get in safe at second base. I mean, that's just kind of how things roll when you're having trouble getting on a good roll. And so he's just going to have to keep fighting his way through this. You know, and I know he's not where he wants to be right now. Just he's got to fix it. Well, possibly, but I didn't have Segrist today, and you know we need a lefty right there. We got two left-handed bats, opportunity to get us out of that and keep it a one-run game. And so, yeah, we can try and figure out some other roles and other spots to get him in. And but you know, we got to have some help. You know, I have confidence in Tui getting out of that, but that's a great spot for a lefty to come in and get the job done. And you know, I think if he's around the zone, he gets the job done. Just one of those nights.
Right.
He's just a little sore today. Something slipped on his neck wrong.
How about Flowers tonight?
Yeah. You know, great base running, obviously, making that tag play, shortstop going back and swinging the bat extremely well. I like where he is right now.
You talked about the aggressive base running pregame, that try by Carpenter. You like that?
Yes. Yeah, that's a good try. Yeah, nothing wrong with that right there. You know, we need to run. There's two outs. Need a perfect throw, and that's exactly what Betts gave. He gave a perfect throw, and it's a good time to try it and push it.
When Cecil had the guy picked off, is that an out you should get a second throw?
Yeah. Well, you hope so. I mean, the guy went around the glove. I mean, you know, you're putting the glove down. He put it in the right spot and almost got kicked right in the face. In the meanwhile, I mean, you're only able to do so much. There's some things you can work on, maybe trying to go up the line a little bit to get the runner, but you know, he was in good position. Carp gave him a great feed, just one of those fluky things. I didn't hear. You know what, I didn't even get a good look at it. I had the umpire in the way. You know, I was already kind of counting the out. I don't know what happened over there.
The Cardinals will try to salvage a two-game series split with the Red Sox on Wednesday when Mike Leake makes the start.